Family, my name is Sylvester McGriff, recovering addict. And it's truly by the grace of God that I'm here. And I don't say that lightly. I'm gonna wait till they shut the door. Can't do it, man. Again, my name is Sylvester, and I'm a definitely grateful recovering addict. And it's truly by the grace of God that I'm here. And I don't say that lightly. I say that with a lot of conviction, because I know the day that His grace is my cover, and that each day gets sweeter than the day before. Pain is discomfort created by disorder through disobedience. My inability to take personal responsibility for the actions that I create. And I don't say that lightly. I say that with a lot of drive and a lot of force, because I know my hopeless state that I was in before I came to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And I want to thank my brother for sharing. Come on, let's give him another hand. He did a wonderful job. And the topic, I want you to listen to the topic, because where I'm going with this topic, the topic has to be clear, the message has to be clear, and it has to be directed by the experience, the strength, and the hope. And I want you to ponder the topic in your mind as I say what the topic is, so that when I'm sharing my story, that you will have midway to understand that your story may not be like my story, but we got something in common. And the topic is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And what I'm talking about, that topic, I definitely qualify for that topic, because for so long in my life, I've been trapped on the inside, wanting something for nothing. Drugs is only a symptom. It's not the problem. The problem is not my drug usage.
Thank you.
The problem is not, you know, me even, you know, being in recovery, because I was the guy that was here for 9 years talking on the third step, talking on the 11th step, sharing at meetings, sponsoring people, and the information wasn't no lie. It was real information. But I made a conscious decision to go back and use again. Now, I want to just stop right there for a minute. If the information was real, and it was really valid information, and everybody else was getting help but me, and I was the one that went, then what did that speak to? That speaks to not having a relationship with self. Because we're talking about when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, but the student must become ready. This is the only disease that will let me get bigger, don't get better, and stay bitter. It'll make me think I'm working with something because of what I drive, what I live, how much money I make. You know what I'm saying? This thing here will even play on your clean time, but with no spirit time. This is what I'm talking about. And I want to read something in the literature so you'll be able to understand and connect the dots for yourself, because it's right. But we don't hear it. We don't hear this right here read in our meetings. We don't hear this quoted when a lot of people share. You know why? Because it's hidden. And the only way to catch it is that something has to awaken. Something has to wake up in order to catch what's in the literature. But I'm going to read it to you because I'm woke today. Yeah, I'm not asleep today. Now I want you to listen what the literature say. In the basic text, in the introduction, based on our experiences, we believe that every addict, including the potential addict, suffers from an incurable disease of body, mind, and spirit. Right? Watch what it say. We are in the grips of a hopeless dilemma. It says that the solution of which is spiritual, now don't miss this, is spiritual in nature. Now what's the problem? The problem is that in order for me to become ready for the teacher, I've got to address some stuff in me. Because there's a dog that lives on the inside of me. They won't let me bow or bend to any spiritual principles. You can talk spiritual all you want. And the reason I know it is because I did it.
Lighten up on the people.
Yeah, I was talking clean, watch this, and living dirty. But check this out. Even though I was talking clean and living dirty, God was still able to navigate through my inability to be honest about who I am. So in order to do that, right, I stacked the deck of insanity on myself. Because there was some stuff on the inside that Sylvester hadn't dealt with. God sounded good in my speaking, but I didn't have enough power to meet the answer test. We got God in our speaking. We come in here and we say, I thank God for this and that. And know that my life don't line up with the attributes that I'm talking about. Why? Because there's still a blockage on the inside. There's still a blockage on the inside, and there's no inner relationship with self for me to be able to see where the blockage is. Let me say this. The best thing I've been able to do since I've been here is to participate with God's grace. And even in that, I found out that I've been more wrong than I've been right. But even when I'm right, I can be so prone to self-righteousness that I become wrong anyway. When I think that I got something, right? When I think that I'm the one that can save the world, when I think that I'm on the plateau of building something but ain't been exposed to nothing. So when I got back off of the relapse, watch this. My sponsor made a statement to me that scared me to death. He said, either you find out what happened, or you go again. And so what happened, I said, wow. Because let me tell you something. Even with the greatest whooping that we get in order to get here, there's still something in me that won't bow to spiritual principles. I still want to run my own show. So when I look at where I was, and he told me, he said, Sylvester, the first thing that I want to do with you is that you need to get in service. Watch where I'm going so well. He said, you need to get in service. And I said, get in service? He said, yeah, you need to get in service. I said, okay, I'm going to get the chair position. And then he said, no. No, no, you don't need no chair position. He said, no, you're going to make coffee. The purpose of making coffee was to uproot me, from being shattered from the relapse. Now, I want to deal with something on this morning. I want to deal with knowing the difference of being shattered and being broken. See, I'm not equipped for the teacher if I ain't been broken. But a lot of times we mistake brokenness with us being shattered. Shattered means I can lose a job and still get another. Shattered means that the boyfriend will go, or the husband or the wife can go, but I can still get married again. But in order to be broken, God has got to humble me. There's a level of humility that's got to come to the table. The reason why our convictions and all of our stuff don't go off the way that it should is because when I share, I shouldn't see you. When I'm saying, I shouldn't see you. Because my arrogance and my self-centeredness make me believe that it's God running the show, and all the time I'm taking the credit. And it'll show up in my behavior later.
Yeah.
All you gotta do, Sylvester, look at how you treat people.
Yeah.
And I'm here to let you know that if you don't like what you're getting, look at what you're putting out. So I had to be willing, I had to be broken. What do that brokenness consist of? Can I finish reading something? In our introduction, it says, it is spiritual in nature. Therefore, we are not a religious organization. Our programs are a set of principles through which we are recovering from a sinless, hopeless state of mind and body. My thinking is distorted. See, a lot of time we go over the second step with a minimal concern, and we never make the switch. Right? See, the second, listen to what the second step says. We came. That means, Sylvester, you can't do this by yourself. It says that we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could. That's a condition right there. Could restore. That means that I got to make myself available in order to be broken so that the spiritual principles will have some place to go in to transfer character.
That's it, man.
Because I'm the same guy that will cuss you out and then would have come back and talk about, well, you know, I ain't human. No, that principle was never there. Now, you know, we put it up, well, I'm just human. And I'm, no, let's not get this twisted. That was never in your makeup. See, we use the cliches as an alibi for bad behavior. Instead of being able to take responsibility for the actions that I create. Because what I had to find out in my step work process, one of the questions in the third step flat book, what characteristics do your higher power have? Yeah, what characteristics? Well, yeah, that's a good question. Well, one thing I know, he's not a liar.
All right.
He's not a deceiver. Yeah, he keeps his word. Yeah, he's not a coward. Yeah, he don't talk clean and live dirty and take back his word. Because see, I'm the kind of guy that will operate on something that God did, right? And don't want to adjust my behavior. But let me tell you what happens. I lived so long on trying to act like, run around here, you know, all dressed up and ain't got nowhere to go. Run around here acting like I know a whole lot about grace, but kept disrespecting mercy. So you need to be careful when you keep disrespecting mercy. And you're going to talk about that you got a relationship with God. And there ain't no relationship there. You ain't got one with self. Because you can't be introduced to God. That's why the topic says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. But the teacher ain't got no reason to appear because ain't nothing there. So he allowed me to come in here and work it out. Because he sticks to his word. How do I know? Watch what it says in the introduction when they come here. And we read it, but I don't hear it read that much. But watch what this say. Can I read this? It says, God grant us the knowledge that we may write according to your divine precepts. It says, instill in us a sense of purpose. I was being driven with no purpose. And I'm trying to serve with no relationship with self, nor God. And that's another addict, untreated, that's been here for a while, but won't talk about that hidden part. I'm talking about the brokenness. I'm talking about when I sit in my seat and there's a conviction that hits your spirit and you want to assassinate the speaker but don't want to look at you. You know, the stuff that goes up in our head. You know what I'm saying? You know, oh, he sound like this and he sound like that. No, what you are being reminded of is where you need to go back to later on. And can you get it back in position to see where God is using people that's just like you so that you can be set up to understand that it wasn't those other places that didn't work. I just wasn't working. Because we got a tendency to put stuff on stuff that ain't got nothing to do with it. Because I wasn't ready. I wasn't really ready. I mean, I was a womanizer for years in this program. I walked around with 1, 2, 3, 4 open relationships, sitting in the meeting and all of them looking at me. And check this out. That wasn't the danger. You know what the danger was? There was no conviction that I was doing them wrong. And I got 4 sisters at home. See, what I did not know is that when I read the prayer in the introduction, it was telling me, God grant us knowledge that we may write according to the divine precepts, instilling us a sense of purpose. Make us servants. Make us servants of your will and grant us the bond of selflessness. I'm so self-centered that even when I do service, I want to take the credit. So God said, go ahead, blow yourself up. Go ahead, you want to act like you somebody? Go ahead, blow yourself up. Just go ahead and blow yourself up. And that's what I did. Blew myself up because the 3 things that never was dealt with in my life was, see, in the prayer, it says that this may be true, but your work, not ours, in order that no addict anywhere need to die from the horrors. Didn't say drugs. Didn't need the addiction. The addiction is made up into attitude, choice, and behaviors. Right? So if I got the wrong, now check this out. If I got the wrong attitude, I got the wrong feeling. If I got the wrong feeling, I got the wrong thinking. And if I got the wrong thinking, I'm going to always take the wrong course of action every time. Right? Making myself believing that I'm all right based on what I drive, based on how much money I got at home. But let me tell you something. Can I just share my story? Let me say this. If I don't deal with the coward on the inside of me, if I don't deal with the dog that's on the inside of me, right, I can get more money and get more things. Only thing that's going to happen, I'm going to become more vindictive with money and things and never get better with self. And then I'm going to try to use my money and my things to make myself look like I'm empowered. Huh? When the literature says that things that divert us from our primary purpose. Right? Because it's a terrible thing to live in a big house and you can't even enjoy the rooms. Because there's no relationship with self. There's no relationship with self. God could not allow me to use me the way that I wanted to be used until I was put in a position to lose me. I'm talking about getting out the way. See, he's been trying to get me to my knees all the time. And when, and the thing that he was trying to deal with, because I can't be a servant if I'm puffed up with pride. See, let me tell you something. The steps is designed to deal with the things that block me from allowing God to come in. Right? What is the things that he needs to get out of me in order for me to even be in a position for him to show up? Number one, he's got to paralyze pride. When he paralyzes pride, watch this, he pushes me to pray. My level step should be activated based on the third step decision that I made. My third step decision shouldn't just be talk. It should be action. How do I know? In our third step, it says that this step is shown not in the way we talk, not by what we drive, but in how we live. It's talking about how I treat people. So I can come up to the podium and paint a picture and make myself believe that I got all this. And let me just put a sidebar right there for a minute. Just because you can quote the literature and know the literature don't mean that you're here. Just because I can quote all of that literature don't mean that I'm here. Know the book inside out and then end up telling somebody else's story because I can't get real with my own. It's a terrible thing to be snatched from the power and you don't really get to know who the power was that snatched you and didn't want to get in service. Yeah, I don't want to harm no more. I don't know about nobody else, man. Man, I'm talking about building a relationship with God that goes way beyond the things that I can see, man. And we come in the rooms and we become so critical of each other. We come here and try to put a spiritual message down, and all the time it's my arrogance, my ego, and my image. Because when I really start getting honest about who I am, I'm afraid that I ain't gonna get no claps because I still ain't dealt with the insecure little boy that needs to grow up. We plot and we scheme against each other. We come in here and we set people up to fail. Knowing that brother and that sister ain't doing no work and you pushing them to stand behind a podium and share something that they don't have.
And even when I say the newcomer, I'm not talking about somebody that just came in with 2 or 3 days. I'm talking about people who have been here for years. And all they want to do is sit back and criticize and want to be caught, and they want you to pump them up. Want you to blow them up. Now, I'm not keeping nobody sick today. Each one teach one. That's how this working here. Because he had to go real low to pick me up. And whenever you forget how low you was when he came and got you, went out the door. And I'm not talking about no. You know, when I was out there in my active addiction, I'm talking about some experiences right now. Man, I'm talking about the stuff. I'm talking about the stuff that I have to be ridiculed. Because I can't even live out my spirituality the way and be comfortable in a fellowship that God done brought me to. Because I got people who are afraid to grow up emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And they want to put on, oh, he sound like a preacher. And he preaching it. And I got to take that and still love them. But I learned a long time ago. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And I'm not that insecure today that I need you to be my friend. No. I don't need you to be my friend today. You know what I'm saying? And I walk alone knowing that I'm not alone. Because a lot of times, working and developing that relationship with God is a quiet place. It's a quiet place. And I've been so addicted to confusion for so long that if I ain't got somebody around me, I feel like that I'm not doing it right. And the answers to my situations is wrapped up in my ability to be able to respond to change when it comes. Right? So it's not about when the student is ready and the teacher appear. It's about recognizing the teacher who was there all the time. Huh? Check your story. Well, Sylvester. I'm going to play mine back. And as I play mine, maybe you can reminisce in yours and go back to yours. This is my story. Sylvester, play your tape back, man. I was there with you the whole time. Well, what are you talking about, God? Yeah, just play the tape. I'm talking about when you stuck in between making a decision based off of feelings or based off of principles. You got to play the tape back sometimes to the end that will motivate you to do something that you never done so that you can get results that you never had. Right? So I had to play my tape back. Yep, and he took me back and he played the tape back. He said, Sylvester, remember before you even thought about getting clean? Remember when you were stuck out there in the lifestyle of addiction before you even knew that you had an addiction? Do you remember when they came to you on 1424 W Street Northwest in Washington, D.C.? And you and your man from New York were standing out there slinging and you know, selling dope and coke and all that stuff. And the stick up boys came and he said, do you remember that day? Do you remember that day? Yeah, and they walked in the building, and because your friend bucked on them, they took the 357 Magnum and blew his brains out, and his brains was all over you. No. Do you remember that? Yeah, do you remember that? Well, you can't remember that. Let me just jog your memory just a little bit further. Since you want to be self-centered when I told you to go over there and hug that person that don't like you. Don't forget who it was to help and went down and pick you up. Yeah, let me just play the tape back just a little bit for you. Well, if you can't remember that, but let's go to the other part of it. Do you remember the part after they killed your friend and his brain was all over you, right? And then they took the same gun, put the gun in your head and pulled the trigger 3 times and then nothing come out. Do you remember that? Now, that's my story. Yeah, do you remember that? You ungrateful addict, you. Yeah, you self-centered, low self-worth addict, you. The one that want to go around the world saying about anything but can't get in touch with who I am. ever want to take the credit for everything. You nasty, low-down, dirty dog, you. Yeah. Yeah, I've been extending you grace all the time. Yeah, I'm talking about, well, if you don't believe that there was enough evidence on that, the reason I showed you that it was me, because don't remember now, they shot your friend. The gun didn't go off on you, but as they was running out the building, they shot the light bulb out with the gun that killed your friend, jammed on you, but shot the light bulb out. Do you remember when they took you downstairs? When the police came and the detectives took you down there by the court building and took you up on the fifth floor and asked you to look in the photo to see if you saw anybody, and you ran into a real spiritual guy, and he said, "Well, why did he kill your friend? He didn't kill you." And you remember you couldn't get no answers. You couldn't get no answer because you didn't know nothing about a second step process. Yeah, you didn't know nothing about a second step process mixed with a third step decision that was going to release 11 step motivation for you to get what you ain't never had in your life. Because you're so full of you that you don't understand that I've been working for you way before you even wanted to even think about working for me. Yeah, that's what this is about. Each one teach one. Yeah, have you forgotten about that, you ungrateful addict, you? You self-centered, self-you? And you don't want to help somebody coming through the door because you don't got things. And you don't got you a nice little car. And you worried about the debt and all that stuff on your car. Don't you know I can take the car and give you a brand new one? Don't you know I let the house burn down and rebuild it without your permission? With jacked up credit. Yeah, because if you give me part of the stuff that you're trying to get is already part of the process anyway. Yeah, when the student is ready. So I had to be willing to understand that God was doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. And I'm so grateful today because I have an intimate relationship, not only with the second step, which is attached to the people that God put in my life. Because if you are not in position, when help shows up, you will reject the help because help will then look like harm. But I thank God for the process, and I praise Him for the pain. And if you don't remember anything else, don't miss this. You only have a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon you, you didn't choose it, you can't refuse it, it's up to you to use it, you will suffer if you lose it, give an account if you abuse it, just a tiny little minute, because eternity is in it, and with that, I'm going to keep coming back.